Today's shiur is Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom of the Amud, four lines from the bottom. At the end of the previous shiur, we discussed that as the Kohanim in the morning got up early in the morning to do the Avodah, and there wasn't enough time for them to daven a full davening and for them to say all the brachas and krishma, they said an abbreviated version. And there was a discussion which of the brachas krishma did they say. And the Gemara said that Rav Zeika said in the name of Ami that the one bracha that they said was the bracha of Yotzer Or. Says the Gemara, Kyasar of Yitzchak by Yosef, Omar, Hodam Rav Zeika, this that Rav Zeika taught us, that the one bracha that was recited was Yotzer Or, Lam b'feirush itmar, wasn't said explicitly, Ela mechlala itmar. It was learned from its statement that Reish Lakish made elsewhere. Dharma Zreka Amar of Ami Amar of Shim Belakish, Zois Ameris, when we learn that the Kahanim only say one of the brachas krishma, we learn from this the brachas Eimak v'zuzu, that the two brachas aren't essential to each other. And therefore, as the Rishonim explain, if one, for whatever reason, is only able to say one of the two brachas krishma, so they should say what they could say. And as the Mefarshim explain, certainly lechatchila, one should recite both brachas krishma. The Anshi Mishmer, because of the pressure that we discussed a moment ago, we're only able to say one bracha. But if the halacha doesn't allow us to only say both brachas, then they couldn't have done what they did. It must be that the brachas are not mak of each other. Now the Gemara makes its point. If we were to say that the bracha they said was yotzar, have heine the brachas emak v'zeh. From here we can have a clear proof that the two brachas are not essential one to the other. Like Amri, you have a rabba, because Yotzer Or is a bracha that only can be said once it's day. A have a rabba can be said even by night. So if they said Yotzer Or, they could have said a have a rabba, but they didn't. So it's a proof that the brachas nam akvis Eli Amrit Haver Aver Amri, if we're going to suggest that they said a Haver Rabba, so how, asked the Gemara, do we have a Raya, Dein Brachas, Eimak, Zuzu, that the two Brachas don't hold up one the other? Dilma, we could perhaps say, Haidalai Amri Yotzor, the reason they didn't say Yotzor at that point in the morning is not because the two Brachas aren't essential to each other. It's just Bishum de Loimotas, man Yotzor. The time to say Yotzor Or had not yet come. And indeed, Vichim Motas, man Yotzor. And as soon as the time Yotzor Or came, have Amri. And the reason they didn't say Yotzor Or is because it wasn't yet this man. So you'll ask, says the Ritva. So if this man didn't come, why did they say Krishma? The answer is very simple. Because as we've been learning, the Kahanim were very busy. And we were concerned that they may not end up saying all of Krishma Bizman. So we let them say Krishma at an early point. But that doesn't mean we should let them say Yotzar. Says the Gemara. Okay, so it wasn't said explicitly. It was only learnt Mechlola. Says the Gemara. Vi Mechlola Mai. So what's the difference if there was only learnt Mechlola? Because says the Gemara, I'll say La'olam ahava rabba ahava amri. I'll say that they really said ahava rabba. V'chiz matas man ahava amri, yotzor. And when the time to say yotzor, they would say it. And what's the explanation? When they said brachas eimak v'zu v'zu, it doesn't mean that you don't have to say both brachas. What it means to say is that say the brachas. That although typically we say Yotzer Or and then Ahava Rabba. Here we're learning you could reverse the order. But it doesn't mean that you could skip either bracha. Says the Gemara, we also learned that they said for Kairin Aseres Adibris. They said Aseres Adibris, they said Shema, they said Vahayiv Shemaya, they said V'yoymar, they said Emes V'yatzeva Avoido Brikus Kahanim. Says the Gemara regarding the Aseres Adibris. Amar Yehuda Mishmu, Apigvul and Bikshu Likris Kain. They wanted to institute everywhere that the Aseres Adibris should be said. El Shfa Bitlam. The reason they didn't, they were concerned that people will say that the only part of the Torah, that there's a difference between the Torah, between Aseres Adibris, and therefore, and anywhere else, and only the Aseres Adibris was given by Hashem. Of course, we believe that the entire Torah is Torah min Hashemayim. And therefore, they abolished it. Tanya, Nami Hochi, and indeed, that's what we learned. Rav Nelson Oimer, Bigvul and Big Shulikris Kain, they wanted to institute saying Aseres Adibris everywhere. El Shefa Bitlam, it was abolished, Netrumus Aminim, because the Aminim would say that only Aseres Adibris is Minishamayim. Rabbi Baravchuna Sovala Mekvinim Besura, he wanted to institute that in Surah they should say it. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, we just gave a reason why it shouldn't be said. Why did they want to say it in Surah? Say so, because in Surah there were no Minim, there were no Apikarsim. So they figured, let's say it in Surah. Amalei, Rav Chizda said, Kfar Butlam B'nei Trumas Aminim, once it was abolished, it remains abolished. Similarly, Amema Sovel Mekmina Ben Hadar, Amema wanted to institute saying that Saras Adibris in Hadar, Amalei Rav Ashi, Kfar Butlam B'nei Trumas Aminim, we don't say it, and we shouldn't say it. The Farshim say that this is only regarding Betzibur. Betzibur, to institute that the entire Tzibur should say Aseres Adibris on a daily basis, that was never allowed. But to say it be Yechidus, a person wants to say the Aseres Adibris be Yechidus, that is permissible. In fact, the Paiskim discuss, in many shuls, they have on the Proiches, on the Aron Kodesh, or on top of the Aron Kodesh, the Luchos. And our Gemara is teaching us that we shouldn't single out the Luchos. And therefore, some Paiskim, the Chur Shai and the Zeche Yosef, both say that you shouldn't have that on the Aron or on the Proiches. The Shalos Chuvos B'Tzela Chochma, Chela Gimel Simen Yud Kuf Yud Beis. If you don't have written out, which is of course usually the case, the entire Aseres Hadibris on the Luchas, on those Luchas, on the Aron Kodesh, on the Proiches, it's not what our Gemara was discussing. There's also a very famous discussion amongst the Paiskim. When Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Vascharan come, many shuls have the minig that the entire tzibur stands up for the kriya of the Aseres Adibris. So the question is, our Gemara singles out, says that we shouldn't single out the Aseres Adibris. And the Chidah, in his Sefer LeDavid Emes, Simen Zayin, quotes the Arizal, that says, indeed, he wasn't satisfied with the sminig of people standing up specifically for the Aseres Adibris. He does say, however, that if you daven in a shul where everybody gets up for the Aseres Adibris, you shouldn't be different, you should get up as well. The Likutei Marich says standing up for the Aseres Adibris is maybe different, because the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, v'yamdu mirachuk, they all got up. So maybe that's why there's a special reason to get up for the Aseres Adibris. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis Yerideya Simen Tezayin, says one shouldn't get up for the Aseres Adibris. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Oyre Chaim Chelek Dalid Simen Chabeis, says the minig that we get up for certain kriyas, we get up for when the shira is said in Parshas B'Shalach and the Shvi'i Shepesach. So therefore, since getting up for certain kriyas is not limited to the Aseres HaDibros, that's why it's different and we could get off for Aseres HaDibros. The Shas HaTshuva Shem is Shimon, Simon Dalet, says that he had the minig that he would get up when Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Vascharan came, even though he normally didn't necessarily stand for the entire Kriyas HaTorah. Those weeks he stood for the entire Kriyas HaTorah, so it didn't look like he was singing out the Seres HaDibra. And we learned further in the Shia yesterday, on Shabbos when they daven with the Kohanim, Masifim Bracha Achas L'Mishma HaYotzei, they added one more Bracha. Asked the Gemara, my Bracha Achas, what was that one with Bracha? Amar Abchelba, Mishma HaYotzei Oymel L'Mishma HaNichnas. The Mishma that was leaving its post says to the Mishma that was coming in, Misha Shikin HaShemoi B'Bayis HaZeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who brought his name to this home, to the Beis HaMikdash, Hu Yashki B'Neichem, Ava V'Achva B'Sholoi V'Reyes. So I saw why specifically on Shabbos were they given this bracha. So the pasuk says, "Lo suvaru eish b'chomash v'yseichem b'yoyim Shabbos." Of course, the pashta pshat in that pasuk is that you shouldn't light a fire in your home on Shabbos. But there are mafarshim that suggest that on Shabbos, since people aren't working, people aren't so busy, they could come to Chas V'Shalom Machloikas. So therefore, on Shabbos, we announce, we have to be careful to avoid any Machloikas, and there was a special bracha made for that way. Another pshat, the Mashal suggests, is that they used to have, sometimes the Gemara says, in Masech de Yuma, they would come to fight, to quarrel over getting the lechem upon him. And that's when they instituted a geirul. So in order to, so we made an announcement, as great as it is to get to eat from the lechem aponim, shalom v'achva v'reyes is more important. So we learned in the Mishnah, makish amr laharich, where Chazal said to say a bracha arucha. We discussed this in yesterday's shir, you're supposed to say bracha arucha. Where you're supposed to say a bracha katsara, say a bracha katsara. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara begins a discussion of Hilchas brachas. Pshita. Hech de kanot kasa de chamer biyodei. If somebody's holding a cup of wine in his hand. The kasavar, but he made a mistake. And he thought the shikrihi, that it's beer. Or possibly varach adata de shikra. So he had in mind to make a bracha, the bracha that's made on beer, the bracha of Shakal Nia B'dvari. Then he realizes that he's holding wine, the sign of the chamra, and he ends the bracha with a bari pri hagofen, yotza. Then he's certainly yotza. For the halacha is, had he said dinami on the Shakal Nia B'dvari, if he would have completed the bracha by saying Shakal Nia B'dvari, the halacha is he would be yotza. The tanan, we're going to learn in a Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph. A kulam im amash akal niya bedvara yotza. And any food item, if you make a shakal niya bedvara, it's b'diyevit fine. Ella, what is the question? Hecha tekanaka kos de shikhar biyadei. He's holding a cup of beer in his hand. The kasavar, but he makes a mistake and he thinks chamruhu, it's wine. Upasuch ubaruch, and he made a bracha. Adata de chamra. He said the baruch ato Hashem, assuming it's wine. But then he realizes it's beer, and his original intention was to end with a bari pri hagofen. And then the sign with the shikra. He realizes it's beer, and he ends up with a shakal nir b'dvari. Mai, what is the halacha? Basa ikka bracha is linen. The ikka bracha is the baruch ato Hashem, recognizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim explain that even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, but here, if you have the wrong kavana, it's worse. and he said it right. Toshma. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Brichas Krishma, which we are discussing. The Brisa says, Shachris, Pasach b'yotza'or. He started the bracha with the intention of saying yotza'mayris, which is the nusach in the morning. V'sayim b'mar v'rovim. But mistakenly, he ended off by saying mar v'rovim. The halach is lo yotza. However, Pasach b'mar v'rovim, if he began in Shachris with the intention of saying mar v'rovim, which of course is incorrect, but when he actually came to say the bracha, he said it correctly. He ended with yotza or. The loch is his yotza. Arvis, similarly by Marv, Pasach b'marv arovim, he began the bracha with the intention of saying marv arovim correctly, but he made a mistake and he ended with yotza or, v'sayim b'yotza or, lo yotza. However, if he started the bracha by Marv, with the intention, Pasach, he started the bracha with the intention of saying Yotza Or, and he ended, which is incorrect, but then he ended correctly by saying Mar V'arovim, the Yotza. Klal Shadavar, the Aloch is Hakol Hoylech Ach Echisim. We always go according to the way that he ended. And if he ended correctly, that's all that counts. I saw a beautiful word, Hakol Hoylech Acha Chisum. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is that at least we should always end up as Baalei Tshuva. And if a person, even if he didn't do everything correctly his whole life, says the Divrei Shmuel, as long as he leaves the world as a Baal Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts him into the Olam HaEmes. Says, but what do we see here? We seem to see a very clear answer that you, as long as you ended the bracha correctly, that's all that's required. Answers the Gemara, can't bring a raya. Because we know that when we say Shachris, we don't just say Yotza Mayris, we don't just rely on the Baruch Atah Hashem that the bracha we began with. We end Baruch Atah Hashem Yotza Mayris. By Mayriv, we don't rely on the Baruch that we said at the beginning of the bracha. We repeat, Baruch Atah Hashem Mayriv Aruvim. Shani Hasam, the Kama Baruch Yotzmaira. So since you're repeating the word Baruch, that's why maybe it's acceptable. It says the Gemara, we're going to have a machloikis later in the Masechta. What makes the Baruch Ato Hashem into the essential part of a bracha? So Hanich LeRav, if we follow the opinion of Rav, the Kabrach Shein Bayeskar Hashem ain't a bracha. The main point is that you should say Hashem's name, Shaper. So everything is great. Because as we just said, you're going to say again, Baruch Ato Hashem. However, asked the Gemara, Ela Rabbi Yochanan Dama Ka Brocha Shein Bei Malchus in a Brocha. Just saying Baruch Ato Hashem doesn't make the point. You need to say Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Here, even though you're ending off with a Baruch Ato Hashem, but you're not saying again, Melech HaOlam. So what is the difference that are ending off with Baruch Ato Hashem? El Rabbi Yochanan Dama Kol Brocha She'ein Bei Malchus. If you're not going to say Melech Olam again, so Ma'ik Lameima, says the Gemara, you can't bring a raya from the Nusach of Shachris and Ma'irif for a different reason. El Kivan Dama Rabbi Bar Ula, Kodei Lahaskim Midas Yom Midas Yimidas Yom Belayla Midas Layla Beyoim. That as we discussed previously, when we speak by Shachris, we mention night. By Marv, we mentioned day. So it's not that you said something that has no place at all. Kikama bracha malchus mikara. So when you started the bracha, you had in mind to speak about day and night because that's what's required both by Shachris and by Marv, a tavayu kama. But you don't have a raya to the case of the wine and the beer. So says the Gemara, maybe that isn't the raya, but let's learn the words of the Braisa. Toshma. It said in the words of the Braisa, Klol Shadavar, Hakol Hoylech Achas Chisum. Klol Shadavar. What does the Braisa, says the Gemara, want to teach us with these words? Lesuyamai. Doesn't the Braisa want to teach us with these words? Lav Lesuyah Hoda Moran. The case that we're discussing. And as long as you ended up, it seems, saying the bracha correctly, you're fine, says the Gemara, Loi. That isn't the case that the Braisa is coming to teach us. The case that the Braisa is coming to teach us is Lasuye, is coming to teach us the case of Nahama v'Tamri, bread and dates. And the Gemara explains itself. Hechidomi, exactly what happened. Ilayma, dochel nama. A person ate bread, for which he has to say, Birchas Hamazon. The Kosover, but he got confused, and he thought the Tamri ochli, that he ate dates. Pasach, so when he starts to say the Bracha Achroina, he has in mind adapted to the Hamri, that he's going to say, our eights, our pre-eights, and that the bracha main sholish. V'sayim, and then he realized, I ate bread. And he says, Birchas Hamazon. Hainabayin, that's our question. So if you're going to say that the Brice is coming to tell us that that is okay, because since you said what you were supposed to say, you're fine. So what's the difference, bread and dates, or wine and beer? Loitzricha, says the Gemara, no. The Bryce's case is talking about the Ochel Tamri. A person really ate dates. The Kosover, and he got confused, and he thought Naham Ochel, that he ate bread. Or Pasach with the Naham, and he started saying a Bracha Achroina with the assumption that he should say Birchas Hamazon. And then he chaps himself, the sign, but that Tamri. And he says, I ate, I'll eat for pre eats. The Loch is Yotza. Why? The feel is sign, but the Naham. Because the halach is, let's say, instead of just saying aleitz or pre-eitz, he would have said birchas hamazon, nami yotza. You could be yotza saying birchas hamazon if you only ate dates. My tama, the reason is, the tamri, nemi mezen zayni. Dates also nourish a person like bread. And therefore, b'di'evid, if somebody said birchas hamazon on bread, the halach is, on dates, he's yotza, but that isn't the case with wine and beer. So that's the end of this sugya, and the Gemara doesn't resolve what is the halacha. So it's worthwhile to learn Tosfos, the fourth Tosfos here. Loy lasuya nahama, pirush of Tosfos has to loy ifsh to bayot. Now that this question hasn't been resolved, as linon lekula. Somebody started with the intention that he thought he has wine, but he ends off correctly. He has beer, and he says the shakel. He says it what he's supposed to say. He's fine. Why? Because the way the Mefarshim explained the Rif's opinion is because suffer brachas lahakel. The tzarich levarach pamacheres. You have to make another bracha. So all the Mefarshim ask, how can we say that you have to make another bracha? Isn't there a halacha of Safek brachas lahakel? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side here in the Gilyon HaShas discusses this, and he says this rule of Safek bracha lahakel was not said by Birchas Hanenen. Why wasn't it said by Birchas Hanenen? He says, Birchas Hanenen means that osu lehenes loyalam hazeh b'loy bracha. A person can't take a food in his mouth without making it a bracha, without making a correct bracha. And therefore, even though this individual maybe has a suffix, as our Gemara is teaching us, what is the halacha? The suffix cannot allow us to allow a person to eat, perhaps, without a bracha. So what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is find somebody else who's obligated to make that bracha and ask him to be mitzi you, or not eat until there's a sufficient amount of time that even had you made the bracha, you would have to make a bracha again, and then you have no question. It's worth reading the rest of Tosfos. Mi ayam rach. Rabbeinu Chananel taught us, "Imhaya yidei bebirish tov bedibroi, shama bari priates tachas bari priagofin." That if somebody knows for sure he made a mistake, but he corrects himself, toich kedei dibur, in the time it takes to say shalom alecha Rebbe, shalom alecha Rebbe Meiri, yochalach sabai, he can correct himself. The Cain says Tosfos is the halacha beyontif, bechasima shayontif, every Shabbos, we daven Shemoneh Esrei four times. And we say Mekadosh Shabbos. Yontif doesn't come that often. And Yontif was supposed to say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. And if somebody made a mistake, and on Yontif, instead of saying Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, Omer Mekadosh Shabbos, he made a mistake as he's used to say Mekadosh Shabbos, V'chaz V'toich Deidibur, he realizes his error and he corrects himself. He did know it's Yontif, and therefore we could be Mekel. So Taisus continues, and we mentioned this, so we might as well read it inside. Viksha Rabbi Kenan, my coming by Lon. Why is this a question? Isn't the halacha the mitzvah ain't sriches kavana? For how I'm a read, I'm a b'shmei tefillah chur be'sakesis. For learning skavon litzis. You walk into shul and you're listening to the davening and you didn't have kavana, but you listened, you heard, you yoytza. Avol heichnas skavon levarach al yayin v'nimtza sheikh loy mahani. And this is the source for a very important halacha. The halacha is whether we say mitzvah sriches kavana or whether we say mitzvah ain't sriches kavana. Everybody is in agreement that a hepech kavana, that if somebody has the wrong intention, that you're certainly not yoytze. And therefore, in a situation where it's not just that it's not that you're just listening without kavana, but you had kavana to do the wrong thing, everybody would agree that in such a situation you're not yoytze. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava. Whoever doesn't say after the Shema in the morning Emes v'yatzif, v'emes v'amuna v'arvis, and doesn't say Emes v'amuna by Ma'ariv, lo yotzei ydei chavasai. Shnema, l'hagim b'boker chasdecha, in our Shmona, in our tefillah in the morning, we're supposed to speak about the chesed that Hashem has done for us, v'amunoscha b'aleilois, and in my Ma'ariv was supposed to speak about our Amunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like he redeemed us and saved us from Mitzrayim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of this bitter gulls. So in certain parts of the tefillah, we have to bow down. Says the Gemara, Kishikoreya, when somebody davens, when he comes to bow, Koreya b'baruch, he should bow down by the word Baruch. Because Zoykev, and he wants to stand up, Zoykev b'shem. He gets up by before saying the shame. Amishmu, my time of the Rav. What's the reason you should get up? The Ksiv, Hashem, Zoykev k'fufim. When you say Hashem, you should get up. There's a machloikis in the Paiskim. Some Paiskim say that this halacha only applies if you intend to get up. But let's say somebody wants to daven the entire tefillah in a bent down fashion, he may do so. But if he's going to get up, the halacha is you should get up before you say the Shem. Ask the Gemara, but Meisvei, the pasuk says, "B'nei Shmi Nichasu." Doesn't that indicate that when you're saying the Shem Hashem, you should be down, bow down? Answers the Gemara. Let's learn the pasuk properly. Miksa bishmi, it doesn't say while you're reciting the Shem Hashem, you should be bowed down. But pnei shmi, before you recite Hashem's name, ksiv. But when you're reciting Hashem's name, you should be up. Amle shmul l'chi barav, bar uryot, ben toira. Tava emloch milsa ma'al yisodam over. Let me repeat to you something very important that I learned from your father. Hachi am avoch, kushkureya. When a person says a bracha and he bows down, he should bow down kareh b'baruch. He should bow down when he says the word baruch. And kishuzoikev, when he gets up, zoikev b'shem, before he says the same Hashem, he should get up. Rav Sheshish says the marki korah. When Rav Sheshish would bow down, korah kechizra, he would bow down in one swift motion. And kikazokev, when he got up, zokev kechivya, like a snake that gets up slowly. Bowing down to Hashem, you should bow down slowly. But getting up, bow down quickly. When you get up, you should bow down, get up, slowly. In the Recheretz for Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'am Rabba Bachin Sovim Shmei D'Rav. Kol Hashanah Kula, the entire year, proper nusach habracha is adam mispal hakel hakadosh. A person should say hakel hakadosh, melech oyev tzedaka mishpat. However, chutz me'asar yom shemir shon yom kippur, the seris you may tshuva, then shemispalu, when we daven shemir esrei, we say hamelech hakadosh, and we say hamelech hamishpat. For Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar, however, tells us that a fila omer hakel hakadosh, even if somebody said hakel hakadosh during the seris you may tshuva, he's yotzo. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "V'yigva Hashem hatzvokos b'mishpat, v'kel hakodesh nigdish b'tzdaka." Emesai, v'yigva Hashem tzvokos b'mishpat. When is the time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sits for mishpat? Elasar yom mishum rishonim yom kippurim. Those are during the seres yimei tshuva. And yet the pasuk during those seres yimei tshuva calls him hakel hakodesh. So we see that you could say hakel hakodesh even those times. The Rishonim have a machloikus how to understand the machloikus of Rav and Rebbe Elazar. Some say that according to Rebbe Elazar, lechatchila during the seres yimei tshuva. That's the opinion of the Ravid, that lechatchila during the seres yimei tshuva, you should say hakel hakodesh. Others say that Rebbe Elazar is in agreement that a seres yimei tshuva, you should say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. All he's saying is that if you said HaKel HaKadosh or Yoytza B'Dieved and you need not repeat Yishmon Esrei. Says the Gemara, my Havala, so what is the Halacha? Omer Rav Yosef, HaKel HaKadosh, HaMelech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. HaRava, that you could say during the Seres Yimei Tshuva, the same Nusach you say all year round. Rava, however, says, HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, V'Hilchasuk Rava, and that is the halacha that we say, Melech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. However, the halacha is, that if one said, HaMelech HaKel HaKadosh, instead of saying, HaMelech HaMishpat, HaMelech HaKadosh, if somebody says, HaKel HaKadosh, instead of saying, HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas, if somebody said Melech Oyev Tzedaka Mishpat, like we say all year round, instead of saying HaMelech HaMishpat, he need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei because he said the word HaMelech. There's a very famous Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam discusses, we know the halacha is always by Ma'ariv, we're supposed to say Yal V'Yavai or Rosh Chodesh, for example. If somebody didn't say Yal V'Yavai on Rosh Chodesh by Ma'ariv, the halacha is that he doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So what's the halacha, discussed the Paiskim? It's the first night of Rosh Hashanah. You're supposed to say, as we just learned, that Seres Yimei Tshuva is beginning. You're supposed to say HaMelech HaKadosh. But the person didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh. He said HaKel HaKadosh. So does he have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei or not? So the Chaya Adam and Klal Chof Dalid Sif Yud quotes Rav Avili Fasvilover, who said that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Because it's no different, he said, than any Ma'ariv, where the halacha is that if you made a mistake, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And Rav Moshe, in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Ayin, explains this opinion. Because this is no different that the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Melamed Sheim Bezin Shemal Nichnosin Ladin. The Bezin Shemal doesn't begin to judge Klal Yisrael. Elam Ken Kitchu Bezin Shemata Sachoidish. And therefore, since Kiddush Achoidish doesn't ever take place by night, so the Kiddush Achoidish of Rosh Hashanah would never take place before the morning of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there's no din by Shemayim at night. That night. So of course, l'chatchila, we should say HaMelech HaKadosh at night, because it's already the Seres Yimei Tshuva. But if you didn't say it, based on these two reasons, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that there are the Shevet Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chosoi, however, in Chelek Beis Perik Nun Zayin Hora Chof Gimel, quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach did not agree, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion was that you would need, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's opinion was that if the night of Rosh Hashanah you made a mistake and you said Hakel Kaddish instead of Amalek Kaddish, you do need to repeat the Shemone Esrei. Continues the Gemara. Vam Rabbi Chinan Nasav Mishmei Deraf. If somebody has the ability to daven for someone else, and he doesn't daven for someone else, nikra choita. The person is considered rechmon otzlon a bal aveira. Shenemar gam anoich chalilili mechatol Hashem. It's considered a sin mechadol laspal ba'atchem from not davening for somebody else. And I saw a shaila in the sefer. Cheshuke Chemed. There was somebody who came late to shul. So as we're going to learn, the halacha is if you come late to shul, you should skip part of Psuki de Zimra in order to make tefillah b'tzibur. Here there was a situation where, so that's what happened to this individual. He came late to shul. He skipped part of davening, part of the Psuki de Zimra to make tefillah b'tzibur. And now he's finished, not he finished davening, but in the shul where he's davening, they're saying Tehillim for a chayla. So what should he do? Should he say the Tehillim for a chayla, or should he say the Psuka de Zimra? So he paskins that here, that since our Gemara uses such a strong language, that if somebody doesn't daven for somebody who needs your tefillah, you're considered a choita. So of course he should rather say the tehillim, but tzibur for the choila, not make up the psukah de zimra if he has only the option to do one. And he says, he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Reish Tezvov Sif Aleph, that if you're in a shul and they're making a mishaberuch l'choila, you should answer amen. And by answering amen, you're being fulfilling the mitzvah of a haftal reacha kamoicha. So he says, certainly in this case where Tehillim is being said for a person who nebuch is ill, there are two reasons to say that Tehillim. One is our Gemara says that if you don't say Tehillim, if you don't daven for somebody who needs it, nikra chayta. And furthermore, we also have the other point that we're learning here, that you could fulfill the great mitzvah of haftal racha kamaychom. Amar Rav, im talmud chacham hu. If the person who needs rachmim is a talmud chacham, tzorach shiach la'atzmei alav. You're supposed to get sick over him. My tama, ilay mishum deksiv. The pasuk speaks about Shaul, who was angry at his people for not being sick, that his son was, Yonason was helping David. And Shaul said that the people who weren't sick over this, nobody is sick over this, says the Mardim HaMelech Shani. There we're talking about a melech. They were sick, David HaMelech says, regarding Doig and Achitofel, who were Talmid Chachamim, he was sick about them not being well. Vama Rava Bachinan Asova Mishmei Derav. Kalois Dvar Aveira. If somebody does an Aveira Rechmonslan, Umas Baishba, and he's embarrassed by doing the Aveira. Michael Loy Kalavan Asov. He has Mechilas Avoinus. Shenema Laman Tiskri Voisht. You remember you did an Aveira and you're embarrassed. Veloyil Chaoid Piskan Pebim Nekli Mosach. You won't have to worry. You won't have to open up. Says the Gemara, there is no proof from there. Dilma tzibur shani. There we were talking about a tzibur. Yecheskel was talking to all the people who lived in Yerushalayim. El mahocha. The proof is mahocha. Yom Shmuel Ashol. Lama hegazatani lalasosi. Shol was going to mechama with the Pelishtim. And before that, he brought up the spirit of Shmuel. And Shmuel says to Shaul, Yom Shol, Sali Moed, I'm in distress. Uplishtim Nilchamim bi, and the Plishtim about the whole battle with me. Velkim Sorma Olai, Velaylani Oid. God has gone away from me. He doesn't answer me anymore. Gam Yad Mnevim, Gam Bechalaisis. Verkulacha, and therefore I call out to you, Lohidi Eini Ma'asa, to let me know what should I do. Vila Urim Vetumim Lekomer. Why didn't he go to Urim Vetumim? Says the Mamashim, the Katlin Noiv Ir Kahanim. Shol had massacred the entire Noiv Ir Kahanim when David went there. And what happened was, the Gevoinim were a Canaan nation fooling Yeshua as if they weren't. And when Yeshua discovered them, he said they have to be the assistants to the Kahanim who live in Noiv. And how do we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Michaelim? Shenemar, Moch ata imach b'michotzi. Since we see that Shaul, even though he did this Avera, but he felt bad about doing this Avera, he came, imam b'michotzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him come back into the mechitzah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabban Amar Mahocha, V'kanam Hashem v'giv Shaul b'chir Hashem, Yotza Baskel v'omer, called Shaul again, b'chir Hashem. Says the Gemara, Amar Abavua bar Zutrati, Amar Yehuda bar Zvida. Bikshu l'kfoy Pashas Balak b'krishma. They wanted to put Pashas Balak into Krishma. Umnei Malak Kavua. Why didn't they put it? Shem Tarech Tzibur. It's a long Pasha, and they didn't want to be Matriach the Tzibur to have to say this long. They want to be Matriach the Tzibur to have to say this long Pasha. So the Sfas Emes says, our Gemara is going to discuss why. But all the reasons the Gemara gives, asked the Sfas Emes, are really reasons that are all included in Parshas Krishma. So what makes this, asked the Sfas Emes, what makes Parshas Balak better than Parshas Krishma? So says the Sfas Emes, a very important word. He says, we look in the Parsha a Balak, the Pasuk says, Ami Zechon Amayot Belak Melech Moiv. There's a point, the Pasuk says, Amicha. There's a need to remember how our enemies wanted to destroy us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. That doesn't come up in Krishma. So that's why Chazal thought that we ought to say Parshas Balak to remember the Chazdei Hashem that he did for us. And in fact, the Lev Simcha says that in order to fulfill this requirement, that we should remember what our enemies wanted to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, so we don't say Parshas Balak, as the Gemara just said, it's Tarech HaTzibur, but we start the day, every day, with saying Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov, because in that Matoivu Oyalecha Yaakov is what Bilam said, and that's how we remember what they wanted to do. My Thomas says the Gemara, why did they want to include Parshas Balak? Ilei Mishum Diksiboy Kael Metzim Mitzrayim. Where you mentioned that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, says the Gemara, if that's what you want to accomplish, Lema Parshas Ribis or Parshas Meskoilus. When those Parshas, the Torah also says, Diksiboy Yitzis Mitzrayim, and the Hashem Alekechem Asher Tzaisi Eschem Mi Eretz Mitzrayim. Elam Amar Yosef, Bar Avim Mishum Diksiboy Haikro Kor Shochev Kari Ukolovi Mi Kemena. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked us up. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk teaches us how we should get up quickly to avoid this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara. So if that's what we want to accomplish, so just say that Pasuk. Answers the Gemara Gemir. We have a halacha. The Kol Pasuk, the Pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinon. Any Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped, we may do. Kol Pasuk, the Loi Paskin, Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Paskin. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that as a parasha of itself, we may not. I asked the Mefarshim, we do sometimes say only parashas, not the whole thing. So they say, wherever there's a reason to say it, wherever there's a good reason to say it, we say it. But L'chatchila, to set up a situation where we should say this on a daily basis, which is not a parasha to Paskin and Moshe, we shouldn't do that. Amar Yehuda, min parasha tzitzis b'nai makavur. Why do we say the parasha tzitzis every day? Amar Yehuda b'chaviva, neshesh b'chamish advar. Mitzvah tzitzis, yitzis mitzrayim, oil mitzvahs, v'das aminim, to stay away from apikursus. Here are very to stay away from immoral thoughts. V'hira avodah zarah, not chas v'shalom, fall into avodah zarah. Bishlam Ahanit Klas Mefarshim. The first three are very obvious. Oil mitzvah the ksiv. Risa Moshe Zuchat was called mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis, the ksiv Oslam tzitzis. Yitzis Mitzrayim, the ksiv Asher Tzitzis, Yetzchem Yetz Mitzrayim. However, asked the Gemara, Das Minim, that you shouldn't have happy chorus. Vihira Aveira, Vihira Avoid the Zorah Benolon. The Tanya says the Gemara, Ach Levavchem, refers to Minus. The Kena Omer, Oman Omer Nova Beliboy, Ein Alekim. Achrei Nechem, Suhe Veira. Shenema, as we find, V'yom Hashim Shal Oviv, when he wanted to take that woman for a wife. Oysa, Ksachli, Ki, Yishar Be'enai. The eyes created that situation. Atem Zoynim, Zohir Avodah Zorah, Ksiv, V'kero Oymer, V'yiznu Achrei Habolim.